Okay, there's an interesting discussion that some of the Mefarshim bring in terms of a comment made by the Gemara that the Gemara famously sets up the Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. The Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph says, Tana Rabbanan Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. We have a Braisa that says there are four Rishuyos, four locations, four domains for Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, private domain, private sector, Rishus HaRabbah, the public domain, Carmelis, this Carmelis sector, and Makom Pater, and a place that's Pater. The issue that some of them, the Sfarim, bring is that the Yerushalmi has a similar list, but their list is Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabbah, Carmelis, and Mevaos She'ena Mefulshin, right, which we have later on in our daf, of a kind of like alleyways, you know, middle streets, alleyways that are not open on both sides. So that don't have like an outlet into somewhere, right? Our Mishnah lists, our Gemara lists them as examples of place that if Ervo Mutarin and Lo Ervo Asurim, that if you make an Erev on it, then it's going to be mutter, and if you don't make an Erev, it's not going to be mutter to carry on Shabbos. So the question wrote down is, why does the Bavli have a different list, right? The Bavli's list has Makom Pater, while the Yerushalmi's list has a Mavoi Shein Mufulashin. So there's discussion brought down in some of the Rishonim on exactly how to understand it, right? The Tosos there, you know, lists that are Arba Rishuyos, kind of are all different halachos, you know, but the Mavoi Shein Mufulashin would be, you know, the same halacha as a Carmelis, right? Rashi deals with this also. Rashi says that, you know, really it's a Rishus HaYachid, but it's just Nedar Rabbanan Aser. And the Ran is hard to understand. There's a whole lot of discussion, but one of the ways I saw down and loved us to understand it is that the Dine De'oraisa are going to be something that's Aser in the Chetza, in the actual item itself. So, for example, if you have a Sukkah, that's pasul midoraisa, it doesn't have a shame sukkah, it's not a sukkah at all. And if I have a sukkah that's made out of something I can't make it out of, it's not a sukkah. But if the sukkah is pasul midarabanan, so technically it's a sukkah, meaning in the Torah's definition of it, it's a sukkah, but midarabanan, we have an isser gavra, an isser on the person to sit in it. So we can explain these four rishuyos, you know, as these four makomos as four cheftas. Meaning there's a chefta where it's called the Rishus HaRabim. There's a chefta which is called the Rishus HaYachid, private property. There's a chefta called the Carmelis, which is a place that's, you know, not, in some ways like public, some ways like private, right? Like it's really like neither, meaning like it's not like public because there's not enough people traveling through there. There's not like, you know, mass traffic there. And it's also not private because it's not like blocked off in any way like a regular Rishus HaYachid. That's how Rashi understands Carmelis, at least with those two things. And then a Makom Pater is going to be a place that's, you know, not any of these. That it's totally exempt. A place that doesn't even have a status of a Rishus. Not a Rishus Rav, not a Rishus HaYachid, not a Carmelis. So according to the Bavli, it's coming to give us four Chetzas, right? Four, like, you know, realities in what a makom is. So it would make sense why that's the list. So the question is, why in the Rishami are they willing to list the Muva'o She'en and Mufulashin? So I saw a mahalach, a beautiful mahalach from a Rav, actually, from the Shiva Hezder in Cholon. Leo Fine is his name. And he brought a beautiful mahalach based off a comment of Rav Cook. Rav Cook says in Musa Ravicha that when the Chachamim Aser a specific something, when they forbid something, that as a siyag, as a prevention from doing a different iser, it's not just a problem in the gavra. It's not just a issue in the gavra anymore. Rather, what happened, right, that, like, you know, a person could come and sit with it. Rather, it's not the cause for the iser. Rather, it's a siman. It's not the sibug, but it's the siman. It's the signpost that shows that this is an inherently wrong action. So when Chazal or Aser us to carry something in a place like a like a mavoi she'en a mufulashin, right? An alleyway that's not opened up on both sides. That it's not saying that, oh, like it's an isser on you to carry there. It's saying that there's inherently something, a mahus atzmis. There's an inherent mahus there that's going to create the isser to be metalta. Right? The lesson of the Rav there, of Cook, is inyan siyogas haTorah, the concept of a siyogat Torah, the concept of offense on the Torah, eno mitzad etzem ha'aba ala avera, is not coming mitzad the etzem, the fact that it can come to bring you to an avera. That anything connected to the Avir is inherently evil. It's not just that doing violating the Sigur of the Chacham is gonna bring you to Avira. It's that siyag, something that they built a fence around, was because that itself was evil and that itself was bad. Right? And it's kedai lefrosh mehemod, and you should be very careful to stay away from that. Meaning the concept is if there is something that's, poison, then you put the fence around the poison, not just right around it, and you don't just put it far away so to say, oh, this way, if a guy climbs the fence, he still will be nowhere near the poison. Because what could happen? That poison could infect the ground. So you put the fence where it's even affecting the ground. So it's true you're not dealing with, like, the real poison, but that ground itself is also bad. That the concept of Siyag LaTorah is saying that this action, which is similar to that action, based on its connection to the action, is wicked and is ra, is evil. So through this, we can understand why the Yerushalmi's list does include a mavo she'ina muflashin, right? It does include that these muvaos, these alleyways. Why? Because even though it's true that in lamdus, there's only a isra on the gavra to be metalta there, inherently that isra on the gavra comes to be made that makom and that chafta has an isser associated with it. And it's this mahalach was, if you really sit and think about it, what he's proposing here based off of Cook is a wild concept, that the concept of isser gavra and isser chafta obviously will be, halachic nafkamin is between what the nature of the isser is. It's coming to be in terms of what an isser means to our life, that when Chazal put an isser gavra on you, even if the item itself doesn't have a specific isser in it, what they're being made is that there is something wrong with them. There is a connection to bad with them. You want to be so far away with that because we need to, completely remove ourselves from evil and wicked things in this world. So it's a little bit of a deeper and maybe a little bit more intricate mahalach, but I thought it was a beautiful mahalach.